Bibby, my neighbor. Won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rogers. Appreciate it. WWIB, we've talked in the past how he helps kind of center us. And it kind of reminds me, Jason Cans, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
It reminds me of the word you created, ludio, love up, down, in, out. When I hear that, I think of like, hey, this is what it's about, you know, ludio. So.
Yeah, and Mr. Rogers certainly seemed to capture the spirit of that. I think for me, that's why it's so encouraging to hear that.
It would be great if we could have him come back for one show and talk about, to talk to the kids about handling coronavirus and staying home, you know. That'd be
something. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, absolutely. So our challenge today on Arby's Day for our March Mayhem Hope and Hoops, everybody who pledges any amount gets a coupon for a free sandwich at Arby's, and that's delicious. But we're going with alliteration, and everybody who loves words loves alliteration. I'm sure you do.
I do love alliteration, though I confess that I'm struggling to come up with anything this morning for myself.
if we limit you to the letter J, that makes it harder.
Oh, man, the only one that just, and certainly kind of living in close quarters with people, the one that keeps coming up for me is Judgy Jason.
Oh.
I don't really like that either.
You know what I had was Juicy Jason, that you're just so full of life, you're juicy. How about that?
I like that. I don't know if juicy. Yeah, that's better. Certainly better than judgy.
I would say, how about this? You're so full of the fruit of the spirit that you're the juice of the spirit is spilling
over.
Nice. I like it.
Nice.
All right, we're going to put that one down. So that's three. We're shooting for 103. We got 100 to go, so we'll see what we can do.
Wonderful.
Hey, we're going to one of your devotions this morning. Again, I want to just say to people, though, in a time when you're hunkered down in the house and this incredible challenge that the whole world is under, maybe you want to consider a book and a companion book that has devotions all based on John 13 through 17, right? Easter's not far away. Talk briefly about these passages being great passages to just camp in and spend some time in before you get your devotion this morning.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a little bit about John 13 to 17. You know, it's that last conversation Jesus has with his disciples before going to the cross. You know, he's come into Jerusalem. There's already been the triumphal entry. You know, the next day he's going to be tried by the Sanhedrin. He's going to go to the cross. And so this is the pinnacle of history right here, that week, you know, and everything that happened around that. And so I think for us, looking at that, to understand what does Jesus think is important to teach his disciples, which include us. I mean, we're, those of us who are following Jesus are disciples, we're learners. And so to try to understand, to seek, to understand what he's teaching us, I think is a good thing. And I agree, in this time where it seems like so much is up in the air, what can we learn about something that was much more tumultuous than coronavirus? It's maybe hard to remember that, but, you know, the crucifixion, it was the turning point of history.
Yeah. Well, you got a real weekend, short devotional thought today on John 13, 28, and 29.
Yeah.
And so take us there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, take us there.
So it says, no one at the table knew why he had said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, buy what we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. You know, so there's this air of mystery that's around the table. Peter and John had asked for the betrayer's identity, yet no one seemed to realize the treason Judas was committing. Judas was facilitating Jesus' death by handing him over to the Sanhedrin, yet some of them thought he was instructing him to go grocery shopping. And we often fail to see what's truly happening. Instead, we focus on the mundane and the trivial. People may be in places of intense sorrow, but we tell them to just cheer up because Jesus loves them. They may be suffering the ravages of abuse, and we tell them to just put on a happy face. And even reading that now, it brings me back to, okay, where are we right now? You know, I think we recognize that this is a hard, hard place. And I would just encourage people to be cautious about not bypassing people's true emotions in the midst of this.
Couple of things stuck out to me because every day Hillary asked me before she posted the podcast of this whether it goes today or the following day, yeah. And we get included in the Wib Wake Up Show podcast, and so it's like, what do you want to title this? And the thing that struck me even prior to your devotion, but I think it fits in as we're leading up to the passion of the Christ, is the idea of a time that was even more tumultuous than coronavirus. And that's sort of because when you go through a trial or a valley, it feels like, you know, the classic Christian question is, why me? Why this? Why now? But you can feel like, this is the worst thing ever, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's. I think that I don't want to minimize our experience. I think that's one of the risks we face as people, but also as believers, is to minimize the emotional experience people are having right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as believers, we hold the twin hope of being able to say yes now, but we have hope in the future. And so to try and hold those two things in tension, you know, I think that's the entire book of Psalms right there, it seems.
And you've been encouraging people, you know, besides John 13 to 17, boy, find some time in the Psalms during these difficult days. Jason, thank you so
absolutely.
Much, friend.
Talk to you soon.
That sounds good. All right, Jason Kanz, WWIB.
Well, it's crazy times we live in, and a lot of us are trying to pull together in whatever way we can to be helpful and useful during COVID. And so we found a list of companies that are doing the same.
Yeah, President Trump is leveraging the Defense Production Act to spur the private sector to step up and help combat the coronavirus, and let's highlight some of the companies, what they're doing. Ford is collaborating with 3M and GE Healthcare to increase the production of ventilators, respirators, and plastic face shields.
Very nice. 3M doubled their global output of N95 respirator masks in response to the corona emergency.
HP is utilizing 3D printing to produce equipment including face shields, mask adjusters, and hands-free door openers.
MyPillow, we've been telling you about here. Of course, we work with them. They announced that they'll begin manufacturing face masks to help hospitals across the nation. I think 75% of their production is going to that now.
Yeah.
Wow. Facebook, who knew that Facebook had an emergency reserve of over 700,000 masks? They're donating them, and they're working to source millions more to donate.
Fiat Chrysler announced it would donate more than 1 million protective face masks every month.
Wow.
Apple announced the donation of millions of N95 masks to healthcare professionals.
It looks like Medtronic is increasing its production of ventilators, announcing that they're on track to double their capacity to manufacture and supply ventilators.
Hanes has agreed to use its manufacturing facilities to help produce medical masks.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And Tesla purchased and donated more than 1,000 ventilators.
SpaceX is making hand sanitizer and face shields for local hospitals.
And another one, General Motors, is working to provide technical assistance in order to dramatically speed up the production of ventilators.
Amazing. I love seeing people come together.
I mean, and locally, too. I mean, I love seeing so many different retailers now, too, are saying these are for those who might be more frail, for the elderly, for those more at risk, saying, can we do this as a community and say, you know what, let's leave these times open for them. Lots of really good things and kind, compassionate things being done. Well, it's that time, friends. Time for our weekly headlines when we give you all of the news that you could not possibly have kept up with in condensed form. Here we go.
Now, starting with some audio today, actor Ryan Reynolds has a message for us on coronavirus.
We need to work together to flatten the curve and fight off COVID-19. I think in times of crisis, I think we all know that it's the celebrities that we count on most. They're the ones who are going to get us through this. Right after healthcare workers, of course, first responders, people who work in essential services, ping pong players, mannequins, they're great. Childhood imaginary friends, sure, like 400 other types of people. Look, stay at home, practice social distancing, wash your hands. We are going to get through this thing. We're going to get through this thing together.
Hey, also during this trying time, police, state troopers, and first responders are reading books to kids.
I was walking down the road, and I saw a donkey, hee-haw! He only had three legs and one eye, and he liked to listen to country music, and he was quite tall and slim. He was a lanky, honky-tonky, winky, wonky donkey.
Hillary, you know that one.
I own that book, actually. The Wonky Donkey.
It's a great book.
I love that book.
We've got it in the library before.
Yes.
To our regularly scheduled headlines, tax day moving from April 15th to July 15th. To get the extension, fill out form COVID-1040 easy.
Researchers reveal that if 60% of all airport visitors washed their hands properly, viral infections around the world would slow by 70%. Perhaps that should be a part of the boarding process. Take off your belt, your shoes, be scanned, and step up to the sink and wash.
You've probably heard about this. People are doing just really dumb coronavirus-related stunts, like pretending to sneeze on produce in a grocery store. Don't put them in jail. Just take away all access to social media.
Hey, fatty deposits may start to appear in children's arteries as early as 3 years old. With that in mind, the American Pediatric Association says going from breast milk to formula to cheeseburgers, no longer recommended.
Not a good idea. We've rethought it.
Yeah. Studies show that women need at least 1 hour of exercise a day in order to keep excess weight off. And it can be any kind of exercise. Cycling, treadmill, chasing down the last pack of toilet paper at the grocery store.
That could be an Olympic sport for next year.
Hey, all this week, there are actually a bunch of asteroids zipping by Earth. So we have a virus and asteroids. Sounds kind of like a Bruce Willis movie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of which, David Dunn, who we had on yesterday, right? His name actually in a Bruce Willis movie. The president would like the country to be opened up by raring to go by Easter. Of course, he said that. He's just worried about people hoarding all the peeps.
Mm. The rescue package is being prepared, and it will pump $2 trillion into the economy. Hopefully, some of that money will go to the film industry. The world needs a Doolittle sequel.
No!
And a study confirms that taking a nap enhances memory. Mm. To enhance my memory of 2020, I'd like to take a nap now and be woken up when coronavirus is gone.
Yes.
Exactly. Susan, thank you.
Yeah, that. Target is cleaning out its checkout lanes between every customer. They should also clean every customer who goes through a checkout lane.
And Americans are buying up a lot of toilet paper and food, but not lima beans. You know, it's all in the marketing. If we just renamed them quarantine beans, they'd all sell out.
And finally, the U.S., just breaking news, now leads the world in coronavirus cases. Since the Olympics have been postponed, I guess we'll take this as our gold medal.
Gotta USA. Win where you can, friends. Gotta win
Those
where you can.
Those are your headlines. You're caught up now.
So Caleb is on his way home because he's going to be remotely broadcasting. But, you know, his creative juices started flowing the other day and he left us a little surprise.
Have you heard this yet?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
Okay.
Let's give it a listen.
Let's give this a listen from the mind of Caleb.
Yes.
I could go out, but I won't. Some keep the rules while others don't. And I just keep snacking as I work from home today. Ignore the scale that tells me I'm gaining weight. So kids all at home, and I just don't get Common Core. Tried family game night, that was bad. Nearly had a civil war. All the stuff we'll need is all right here inside my house. Sorry, coronavirus, but I'm just not coming out. As for my little family, hope we don't come unglued. Thank you, Disney Plus, for streaming Frozen 2 safer in a home. Safer in our homes. Safer in our homes. What is my deal? 'Cause I just keep touching my face. No sports to distract me while we all shelter in place. Are you introverted, just a little bit like me? Your daily life is what they call quarantine. Every day is a little longer as my toddler's volume grows. Just feeling hashtag blessed that we don't have snow. Savor in our homes. Savor in our homes. Savor in our homes. Who's essential? Watching repeat social distance is that 6 feet. Time alone, follow the rules and be safer in our homes.
From the creative mind of Caleb himself.
Guaranteed to be a chart topper. You know, it takes me back to the days of the singing pet peeves, right?
Yes. We should resurrect those.
Oh, there
those
are a lot of good ones there, yeah.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Caleb, for that joy and sunshine this morning. Well, we have a very special remote guest joining us here this morning live from his living room. It's the Svensson family.
It is indeed. Hey, Caleb, the lesser third of the Wake Up Show here on the road. I've been sent home, and I've been sent home because a very special little guy is going to be shooting for Hope and Hoops, aren't you, sir? Yeah, but again, we don't want to nod on the radio. We want to talk. So do you want to tell people your name? What's your name? You can hear Mark and Hillary, can't you? And that's a little... I'm going to have to take a picture because it's a super cute picture of you wearing this headset.
Aw.
So Cooper is here and he's going to shoot. Cooper, how old are you now? Do you want to actually talk? Maybe we'll have to work up to that. Cooper just turned 5 a little bit ago. Nora is here looking on. They've been experimenting with the equipment. Well, not experimenting, but wanting to touch it and turn mics on and off. So we're working through that. But today Cooper's going to shoot from Hope and Hoops from our own living room on Oh, now you're talking. Yeah. And so we have this hoop.
Stop it, Arlo.
Yep, there's Arlo. Yep, that's our dog. And what kind of a hoop do we have? This one, yep. And it's a Fisher-Price. It's not Little Tykes like we have in the studio, but it's Fisher-Price. And what color basketball do you have?
Green, black, and yellow.
Green, black, and yellow. Yeah, so we have that basketball. And we've lost it, apparently, between the time I left and now. But we will find it. And we're shooting for Hope and Hoops, benefiting Hoop Incorporated.
We got all these
balls here. And... again, everybody, Cooper, do you know Arby's? Everybody who pledges today for you gets a free sandwich from Arby's.
What? That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Remember Arby's with beef and cheddar? Yeah, that's cool. So everybody who pledges for you gets a free Arby's sandwich and enters to win a $15 gift certificate for Down to Earth and a $400 shopping spree at Down to Earth. What's Arlo?
Ah, you're so crazy, Arlo.
Arlo is pretty crazy, yeah. Things are a little crazy here, but this is our happy, hectic life. So
I think this is the best segment we've ever done.
Well, it takes me back to broadcast journalism. My teacher, Henry Lippold, in Eau Claire 30 years ago would say, the hardest interview you ever do is of kids, maybe even your own kids. So there you go.
We're going to have fun with my second born here, Cooper, and we'll do a Facebook Live a little bit later when you actually shoot.
I think I see that. Remember?
Yeah, that's what we got at the Packers practice. So we're seeing lots of different things and we're tapping on microphones and all sorts of fun stuff and we're learning and that is good. So do you want to tell everybody bye-bye for now and we'll talk to them later?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to say bye for now?
Bye.
All right, we'll send it back to you guys at the studio.
Thank you so much, Caleb and Cooper. Can't wait to chat with you more.
I think he's going to Facebook Live it, right?
He is going to Facebook Live it, too. And, I might have to have that rolling because I think the visuals to go along with these audios are probably pretty priceless.
For sure. A little story time with Halvel before I get you back to tunes here on WWIB. We had that trooper with a kid's story that you like earlier. This is from Peter Scazzaro's book, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. It's a story that's been a favorite of my wife and mine over the years. It comes through a section in this book called Journey Through the Wall, and he talks about having a greater appreciation for holy unknowing or mystery. And let's face it, through what we've been going through, kind of a mysterious, challenging time here with the virus and the implications on the whole planet. And here's what Scazzaro is. He's a New York pastor. We've talked to him on the air here in the past on WIB. He says, most of the time, we have no idea what God is doing. And here's the story. There's an old story about a wise man living on one of China's vast frontiers. One day, for no apparent reason, a young man's horse ran away and was taken by nomads across the border. Everyone tried to offer consolation for the man's bad fortune, but his father, a wise man, said, "What makes you so sure this is not a blessing?" Months later, his horse returned, bringing with her a magnificent stallion. This time, everyone was full of congratulations for the son's good fortune. But now his father said, "What makes you so sure this isn't a disaster?" Again, yesterday we talked to David Dunn, perspective, right? Their household was made richer by this fine horse that the son loved to ride. But one day he fell off his horse and broke his hip. Once again, everyone offered their consolation for his bad luck. But his father said, "What makes you so sure this is not a blessing?" A year later, nomads invaded across the border, and every able-bodied man was required to take up his bow and go into battle. The Chinese families living on the border lost 9 of every 10 men. Only because the son was lame did father and son survive to take care of each other. What appeared like a blessing and success has been a terrible thing. What has appeared to be a terrible event has often turned out to be a rich blessing. And Scazzaro says, "I too can honestly say the more I know about God, the less I know about him." Hey, we don't know. We do know this as we conclude, right? Psalm 119, verse 68, right? God is good and what he does is good. But Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, his ways and his thoughts are not like ours. They're way higher and nobler. So there you go.
Joining us live remotely is Caleb and Cooper. Are you there, guys?
We are. Cooper, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Now
hi.
Tell people the good news. What did we find? And we're on Facebook Live now as well, too. Mm-hmm. What did we find, Cooper, that we couldn't find?
The basketball.
Yeah, where is it? Look to your right. Look to your right. There it is. Yep. And so we're on Facebook Live. So we found the basketball. We're set up in the living room. Lily's over there reading. Nora's over here by her kitchen, which is where we are set up with our little play kitchen here. And we've got the dog and my wonderful wife, Lindsay, here as well. So we're Cooper, going for Hope and Hoops. And
is Cooper going to shoot with the headset on?
No. I'm a little worried about, the expensive equipment that we brought home here.
No. Wait.
Cooper, maybe Mr. Mark and Miss Hillary could tell you the people who've pledged for you, because I think a lot of people have been pledging.
Yeah.
Yes, they have, actually. So, of course, Auntie Rachel has pledged, and Frank and...
Yeah, Grandpa Steve and Grandma Sarah are pledging $25 flat pledge, and Uncle Will and Uncle Elijah are pledging 3 per made basket. Auntie Promise pledges 5 per make and 2 per miss, so yeah.
Wow. Kathy from Cornell has pledged, as well as Mona from Sheldon. Mary from Ridgeland has pledged, as well as Sierra and Betsy and Scholastica. Lots and lots of people have pledged for you this morning, Mark. Caleb, Cooper, Mark. It's like going through the list of kids at my house.
Cooper, what do you want to say to everyone who pledged for you this morning?
Hi, Grandma and Grandpa.
Would you like to say thank you to them?
Thank you.
Yeah, and everybody who pledges today gets a free Arby's sandwich, a free
delicious
coupon for an Arby's sandwich.
Yuck.
Oh,
no, that's delicious. The sponsor. Yum. So, yum. Yes, that's what we're going for here is, yes. Live radio and live Facebook is awesome.
Fantastic.
Lily, I think Lily may join me as my play-by-play commentator, right, Lily? We don't have her on mic yet.
Wait, what?
Anyway, so Hope and Hoops is coming up very soon, and we'd love to have you join us live from the living room. We're on Facebook Live, and we'll keep that going here, and we'll send it back to you guys at the studio. We'll just do a Facebook Live, kind of like MTV's Cribs. I'm actually going to be walking around my house, and we'll check all the closets and the windowsills.
That sounds
so
perfect.
Dad.
Thank all right, we'll so send much, it back Dad. To you guys.
All right, that sound means that we're heading back to Caleb in his living room. He is also Facebook Living. Are you there, sir? I don't know. I'm not hearing him. Hang on.
Yep, we're here.
There you go. We're good. I had the wrong
line. Arlo's here.
And Arlo's here. There, too.
All right, so it's Caleb and Lily broadcasting live here. And Cooper, are you ready to go? Last second pledges can come in at 396-1670 or 723-2555. And again, we just had to get the headphones on. And sorry for everyone watching on Facebook Live how
no,
the camera jilted a little bit here, but I think we are ready to go. Cooper, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. On Facebook Live and live on the air, shot number one.
Okay, make it, Cooper. Make it good.
Yeah, yes! May the first. Good job. He did a great job, right, Lily?
Uh-huh.
All right, number two, Cooper.
He's waving something.
There's the line.
Oh,
a little off the mark, a little off to the left. All right, you're one for
he
two.
He does again, he'll have three.
All right, find your line.
So it's radio on Facebook.
Number three.
I know, yeah.
Stay straight.
Oh, rolled out just a little bit. Rolled out just a little bit off the rim on the third one. So we're one for three. Two more shots, face. Cooper. Let's go. Get yourself lined up.
Oh,
that one kind of went off the mark. That one slipped a little bit. All right, one more. Let's sink it.
One more.
Let's put it down.
Go, 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 go.
Line it up.
Go,
let's go, buddy.
Go, go.
Oh, just rolled off. All right. One for five is what we did. Great job, Cooper. You did your best, and you made one, too. What do you think, Cooper? You want to talk to everybody on Facebook Live real quick?
Come here, Cooper. Come here. You can talk into my speaker. It'll be easier.
All right. Do you want to talk into Lily's mic real quick?
Yeah. Okay. What do you want to say?
Cooper's coming back.
Thank you.
All right. There's Cooper saying thank you to everybody who pledged. And we'll jump off Facebook Live in a bit here. But thank you to everybody who pledged this morning. Again, different circumstances require doing things a little bit differently here today. So thank you so much for everybody who pledged for Hope and Hoops. We'll send it back to you guys.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at wwib.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.